A listener note, this episode contains offensive racial language. Please be advised.
Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom. Oh, me. And before I'll be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave and go home to my Lord and be free.
Mrs. Williams, my name is Joseph.
I know who you are, Mr. Congressman.
I'm sorry to bother you, ma'am, but I was wondering if I might speak with you for a moment.
Go on.
I didn't know your husband, but that was a lovely homegoing. I reckon he would have liked the service.
He would have liked the music, if not the preaching. Too much hell, fire, and brimstone.
The South Carolina way.
I know you didn't come all the way from Washington to make small talk, Mr. Rain. What can I do for you?
Mrs. Williams, your husband died serving his country and protecting our people.
Where are you from, Mr. Rainey?
I was born in Georgetown, South Carolina.
Slave or free?
Slave, ma'am. Same as you.
That's a fine suit.
Thank you, ma'am.
Now look at this old dress I'm wearing to my husband's funeral and tell me how you're my people. Now what do you want?
Mrs. Williams, I want you to make an official statement about your husband's death.
Why?
So I can present it to my colleagues in Congress.
I'm gonna tell you the same thing I told the local police. I'm not interested in making any statements.
You're a brave woman, Mrs. Williams. After everything you've been through, just to be standing here.
I'm not brave, Mr. Rainey. I just don't have anywhere else to go. Are we done talking?
Here.
What's this?
I took up a collection. There's enough here to give you a fresh start.
I don't want your charity.
He died for me, Mrs. Williams, and for so many others, it's not charity. Take it. I'm staying at a hotel in town. I left the address in the envelope. If you change your mind,
I won't.
Your husband was a hero, ma'am. Help me honor his memory. Help me ensure that his sacrifice will not be in vain.
His sacrifice? Ain't gonna make a damn bit of difference, and neither is any statement. Jim should have cared less about our people and more about his own family. If he had, maybe he wouldn't have ended up another dead black man dangling from a tree.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Mr. President, you wanted to see me.
Come in, close the door. Have a seat, James.
I'd rather not.
You're upset.
You care to tell me why there are troops on the ground in South Carolina?
Did you read the report I sent you about Captain Jim Williams?
Yes.
Then you already have your answer.
What happened to Captain Williams is a tragedy, but that doesn't explain why General Babcock and his K-troop are roaming the streets of Yorkville.
General Babcock is leading the Justice Department's investigation into the murder of Captain Williams.
We gave you the authority to use the military to protect the freedmen's right to vote. Murder is a state crime entirely unrelated to federal elections.
I've consulted with Attorney General Ackerman. Captain Williams was murdered because he protected the polls during the midterms, which places this investigation under my charge.
That's not what the Democrat papers say. They say the Union League militia started the violence in York County.
The Klan is responsible for inciting the violence and for the lynching of Captain Williams.
The Democrat papers say Captain Williams wasn't lynched at all. They say he was killed in self-defense.
They put a rope around his neck, for God's sake.
I know that, but it doesn't matter what I know. It matters what the American people believe. And the Democrat press has already muddied the waters. Mr. President, the Grant men are on your side. I'm on your side. But the fact is, there are many in the North who do not even believe the Klan exists.
Sit down, James, please. I need a bill.
We just gave you one.
You gave me the power to protect the polls. Now I need the power to protect the citizenry. While General Babcock investigates the murder of Captain Williams, I want Congress to open an investigation into the activities of the Ku Klux Klan, to lay the facts before the American people.
The Grant men won't like it.
I thought the Grant men were on my side.
We have an election to consider.
Well, that's none of my concern.
If you won't consider the fate of your Republican colleagues in Congress, at least consider the fate of your presidency. Don't forget, in Washington, there's an attempted coup every 4 years. Do you want a second term?
I didn't want the first one. But now that I have it, my aim is peace.
At what cost? How will the freedmen fare with a revised edition of Andrew Johnson sitting in the presidential chair in 1872? If you push too far, you'll push the American people right into the arms of the Democrats.
I don't care about a second term. I only care about doing what's right. Help me protect the freedmen, James. Please.
I will open an investigation into the Klan.
Thank you.
Just remember, Mr. President, politics has never been about right and wrong, only winning and losing, and who has the power. Tell General Babcock I said good luck with his investigation.
May I help you?
Dr. Rufus Bratton.
Yes, sir.
My name is General Orville Babcock. I'd like to ask you a few questions about Captain Jim Williams.
Come in, please. May I offer you anything? Coffee? Tea? Something stronger?
No, thank you.
What can I do for you, General?
I understand you performed the autopsy on Captain Williams.
Yes, sir. The Union League militia brought Jim to my door the night of the murder.
You called him Jim?
Yes, sir. We were close. I've always been fond of Jim and his family. Did you speak with Rose?
I knocked on her door this afternoon. She wouldn't talk to me.
That poor woman.
I suspect she fears reprisal from the Klan.
Do you blame her? After what they did to Jim? I pray those monsters get what's coming to them.
Dr. Bratton, when the Union League militia brought Captain Williams to your door, was he still alive?
No, sir. He'd been gone for at least several hours.
What was the cause of death?
Cervical fracture.
Broken neck.
A mercy in cases like these.
Cases like these?
Lynchings, sir. There have been far too many since the war's end.
Why do you call it a mercy?
Asphyxiation is slow and painful. A broken neck is quick. I am thankful Jim didn't suffer.
When was the last time you spoke to Captain Williams?
Just a few days prior. I called on him at his home.
What was your business there?
I tried to warn him that he was in danger. I begged him to take his family and run.
How did you know he was in danger?
Everyone in York County knew it. Tensions between the Union League and the local community had been boiling since before the midterms. After Congressman Rainey took his seat, it was only a matter of time before the Klan retaliated. Jim didn't need me to tell him he was in danger. He already knew they were coming. The day after I called on him, Jim rode his mule into downtown Yorkville and called out to a crowd of white men, "If any Klansmen ride into my neighborhood, they will not ride out alive." He was a brave man. Far too brave to tuck tail and run.
What can you tell me about the local chapter of the Ku Klux?
I have a reputation in these parts for being what they call a scalawag. The local Klansmen in York County have gone to great lengths to keep their identities a secret, especially from me. All I know is they are cowards, hiding behind hoods and torches, too afraid to show their faces in the light of day. If there is anything I can do to help with your investigation, anything at all...
There is one thing.
Name it, and it's done.
The autopsy report.
Oh, yes, of course. I have it right here. Take it.
I'll make a copy and return the original.
No, keep it. I never want to read those words again. I warn you, General, that report is not for the faint of heart.
Thank you for your time, Doctor.
Jim was my friend, as much as men like us can be friends in a place like York County. He was a fine man. He deserved better than the end they gave him.
I will find the men responsible for this crime, and I will see justice done.
I pray you succeed, General. Justice has long since abandoned York County.
You shouldn't be here.
No one saw me.
That you know of. Get inside.
I'm sorry I couldn't come to the funeral, Rose. But if the Klan saw me there...
You shouldn't be here now. It's not safe.
I know. Only I wanted to offer my condolences in person. Mrs. Bratton picked these from our garden just this morning.
Give her my thanks.
You can't stay here, Rose.
It was Jim they wanted, not me and the baby.
Who knows what they want? With that Union general come to town, the Klan might start to worry you're a liability. You were there when they took him, Rose.
They were wearing hoods. I didn't see a thing.
They might think otherwise.
They've already taken everything from me. I won't give up my home, too.
If Jim were alive, what would he say?
He'd tell me to run.
Then for God's sake, listen to him. Think of the baby.
You shouldn't be here. It's not safe.
Did you see his body, Rose, before they put him in the ground?
Yes.
Then you know. If they were willing to do that to Jim over the vote, imagine what they do to spare themselves a Union noose. Take the baby and run.
You're a good man, Doctor. Thank your wife for the flowers.
Mr. President, you must deliver justice for Jim Williams and all the freedmen of York County.
Mr. Langston, I've already sent General Babcock to Yorkville to investigate Captain Williams' murder. The Justice Department will see these men punished to the fullest extent of the law.
This battle cannot be won in the courts, Mr. President. Witnesses are too terrified to testify against the Klan. Juries are too terrified to convict them. And judges are far too content to look the other way.
I've asked Congress to open an investigation into the Klan's activities in York County and all across the South.
The freedmen don't need more hearings, Mr. President. They need protection. They need troops on the ground.
I cannot deploy troops without Congress, Mr. Langston. As you know, I cannot convince Congress without evidence. There are many in the North who do not believe the Klan exists.
It's willful ignorance. The Democrats pretend the Klan is a fairy tale because it benefits them politically. And the moderate Republicans ignore the problem entirely because deep down they don't want equality between the races any more than Andrew Johnson. The freedmen have been waiting for justice since 1865. How much longer must they wait?
What would you have me do?
Declare martial law. Wage war.
I've seen enough of war for 1,000 lifetimes.
So have the freedmen. But war is upon us. And the blood is on my people's heads. You must protect them.
I'm not a military dictator, Mr. Langston. I was elected on the promise of peace.
What good is all your talk of peace when my people are dying by midnight assassination?
Mr. President?
Mr. Bristow, come in, please. Mr. Langston, I have asked Congress for more power. I pray they give it to me, but I will not declare martial law. Will that be all?
Do not forget who put you in this office, sir. In 1868, freedmen all across the South stood down the Klan's terror to cast their ballots for Ulysses S. Grant. Only we didn't vote for a politician. We voted for a general. Bear that in mind as you consider the fate of the freedmen.
I'm sorry for interrupting.
What do you need?
I've just concluded my investigation into the Department of the Interior. As discussed, I looked into education, agriculture, land management, nearly every agency. But I didn't find any evidence of malfeasance. Until I turned my attention to the Office of Indian Affairs.
What is this regarding, Ben?
Ely Parker. I know you won't want to hear this, but it appears Mr. Parker may have profited from an improper transaction in the amount of $250,000.
Oh, God.
Should I alert the Attorney General?
No, Mr. Ackerman has his hands full with the Klan down south. Fetch Ely and bring him to my office. Now.
'65 is sponsored by Omaha Steaks. I do most of the cooking in the house. I certainly don't mind it. Cooking is something I enjoy. But every year, when Father's Day comes around, I do like to step out of the kitchen for a bit and head outside to the grill instead. This year, I'm bringing Omaha Steaks with me because summer is almost here, and that means Father's Day is around the corner. Go to omahasteaks.com, type 1865 in the search bar, and order the dad in your life the Get Out and Grill assortment. Right now, this package is 59% off and includes 20 entrees that he's guaranteed to love, ultra-juicy burgers, plump chicken breasts, sides, desserts, and 4 10-ounce butcher-cut New York strips. These strips are aged for 30 days. And why is that important? Age equals tenderness. Plus, get 4 free New York strip burgers with your order. It's selling out fast, so don't wait and miss out. Omaha Steaks isn't just steak. It's the best steak of your life. Visit omahasteaks.com, keyword 1865, and get the dad in your life the Get Out and Grill assortment plus 4 free New York strip burgers at 59% off today. Send him more than just a gift. Send him an experience he'll love and can share with you. omahasteaks.com, keyword 1865.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You wanted to see me, General?
Sit down, Ely.
Is everything all right?
Sit.
What can I do for you, gentlemen?
Mr. Bristow?
Commissioner Parker, do you recognize this document?
Yes.
Is that your signature at the bottom?
I can explain.
Answer the question, Ely.
Yes, that is my signature.
Commissioner Parker, did you use government funds to provide food to the Lakota Indians?
Yes, sir.
At the time you authorized this transaction, did you know you were violating departmental regulations?
All right, perhaps he'd like to have a lawyer present for the remainder of this conversation.
I don't need a lawyer, General. Yes, I knew it was against department rules, but I stand by my decision.
Why?
Because it was the right thing to do, sir.
We've been at war with the Lakota for years, Mr. Commissioner. American troops have died trying to protect the settlers from their attacks.
In my experience, Mr. Bristow, the native people need protection from the settlers just as much as the settlers need it from the tribes.
Tell us what happened, Ely.
The Lakota chief came to me ready to lay down his arms and lead his tribe onto a reservation in peace, but only if I promised to feed his people. The moment I struck the deal, the congressmen in the territories out west conspired to delay the provisions.
Why?
Permission to speak freely?
Yes.
Because they're Democrats. Because my skin is not lily white. And because they think me no better than a savage. When the first shipment of food didn't arrive, the Lakota chief threatened to go on the warpath. I went to the Secretary of the Interior, Mr. Cox, with my concerns. He instructed me to do what needed to be done in order to prevent more bloodshed. So I went outside the normal channels and made a deal with a local contractor to provide the food.
Was Secretary Cox aware that you went outside the normal channels?
Yes, sir. Mr. Cox approved the transaction.
What did you receive in return?
Excuse me?
Your contractor defrauded the government of $250,000. What portion did you receive in exchange for arranging the deal?
I have never sought to defraud the government of a single penny, nor have I profited by any transaction while serving as Commissioner of Indian Affairs.
Can you prove it, Ely?
I keep meticulous records of my personal finances, General.
Are you willing to furnish those records?
Of course. I have nothing to hide, sir.
Give us the room, Ely.
I am sorry, General, to bring shame onto your administration.
Look at me, son. This does not bring me shame. It brings me pride.
Thank you, General.
Mr. Parker's records will exonerate him.
If he's telling the truth.
I trust him. Same as I trust you.
Sir, there are political ramifications. Your enemies in Congress can use this to attack your presidency.
He's innocent.
He didn't break the law, but he flouted the rules. Perhaps it would be wise to ask for his resignation, sir.
No. Ely stays. Notify the Attorney General of my decision.
I strongly advise against this course of action.
Your concerns are noted. But a good general never deserts a comrade under fire. Will that be all?
Yes, Mr. President.
State your name, soldier.
First Lieutenant Andy Timms, Union League Militia.
Tell me what you remember about the night Captain Williams was killed.
At around 2 a.m, three men on horseback rode up to the home.
Did you recognize these men?
No, sir. They were wearing white hoods and robes.
Did they knock on the door?
No. They rode up on the side of the house. One of them called out, "We are the Ku Klux. Here we come, straight from hell." I jumped out of bed, but before I even got to the front door, they burst the latch off, and two of them came inside. One of them got me by the arm and said, "We want your guns." I told them I didn't have any guns. They tore the place apart till they found them. Then they held me at gunpoint.
What did they want?
They wanted to know if the Union League was keeping watch on Jim's house.
And what did you tell them?
To go to hell. They answered me with the butt of my own rifle. Then they beat me within an inch of my life. I ain't proud of it, General, but eventually I started talking just to make them stop.
You have nothing to be ashamed of, Lieutenant.
I told them that with the election over, Jim had disbanded the Union League. Then one of the men says, "We have business with your captain tonight. We don't want any more of you." Then they left me there bleeding out on the hardwood floor.
What did you do next?
I got myself up off the ground. I gathered a few of the men and made for the captain's home.
What happened when you got there?
Captain Williams was gone. Rose was hysterical. A few of the men stayed with her and the baby. The rest of us tracked the Klansmen deep into the country until we came across a large field about 100 yards wide. That's when I saw the captain. I cut him down from the tree myself.
What did you do then?
We took his body to Dr. Breton's home to have it examined.
Lieutenant Timms, these so-called knights are hiding behind a veil of secrecy.
Ain't no veil of secrecy. With respect, General, they are hiding in plain sight.
Then help me, Lieutenant. Give me a name. I will keep you safe. You can trust me.
Do you know why they wear those white robes?
No.
So black folks will think they're the ghost of Confederate soldiers. But they don't scare me, General. Major Robert Mitchell. I heard his voice when they came inside my home, and I saw his face before they rode off into the night.
Thank you, Lieutenant.
Here. I found this note on Jim's body after I cut him down. I figured you might want it. They stabbed it into his chest with a Bowie knife. It says, Captain Williams' command has ended. They mutilated his body, General. Carved him up like a block of wood and hacked off his fingers.
What sort of man would do such a thing?
They're not men, General. They are animals. When you find them, you put them down.
Mrs. Williams.
Mr. Rainey.
What can I do for you?
May I come in?
Of course. May I offer you anything?
No, sir.
This must be James.
Yes, sir.
Was the collection money sufficient for your needs?
More than sufficient.
If you require any additional resources, please.
You've done more than enough, Mr. Rainey.
What's this?
My statement. General Babcock made a copy for me. I wanted you to have it.
Thank you, Mrs. Williams.
What will you do with it?
With your permission, I'd like to enter your statement into the permanent congressional record.
You have my permission.
May I ask what changed your mind?
That's my fault.
Ma'am?
Jim was hiding in the floorboards when they came for him. He wanted to get his guns and fight, but I begged him to hide. And he ain't never been able to tell me no. I'll never forgive myself for giving those animals cause to think my Jim was a coward.
Your husband was no coward.
I should have let him fight.
It's not your fault, ma'am.
Do you know what those animals did to my Jim? They cut off his fingers.
Lord in heaven.
But do you know why?
No, ma'am.
Because he wouldn't let go of the branch. He fought them till the bitter end. That's why I changed my mind. So you tell my husband's story, Mr. Rainey. You tell it to whoever needs to hear it so that my husband will have justice.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
Mr. Major Mitchell, my name is General Orville Babcock.
I know who you are, General.
Do you know why I've asked you here today, Major?
You're looking for the men who hung that boy from a tree.
He has a name, sir. Captain Jim Williams.
Shame what happened to him, but I'm afraid I don't know anything about it.
Do you recognize this, Major? The Union League militia found this note on Captain Williams' body when they cut him down.
Like I said, I don't know anything about any of that.
Who wrote the note?
I wouldn't know. I wasn't there.
Are you a member of the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan, Major?
No, sir. But I wouldn't tell you if I was. It's a secret society, after all.
The Union League militia says you are a member. They say you were there the night they took Jim Williams.
I bet they also say the white folk of Yorkville are the ones who started all those fires.
Yes.
Those niggas will say anything to see us white folks suffer. As far as I'm concerned, Captain Williams got what was coming to him. For my part, I was at my cousin's house the night they came looking for Jim Williams. You can ask him if you don't believe me.
We already did. Your cousin said you two were playing cards all night long.
You see, I'm innocent. Now am I free to go?
You're not under arrest. Not yet.
Then I'll be on my way.
But then I told your cousin how you took your hood off when you rode up to Captain Williams' home.
Excuse me?
I told him I had multiple eyewitnesses who saw you there that night with your face uncovered.
That's a lie.
Your cousin didn't think so. He believed me. And when I threatened to arrest him, he chose to revise his statement. He now says that you, and I quote, rode off with your Klan brothers to deliver justice to that Negro captain. Care to revise your statement, Major?
I didn't touch a hair on Captain Williams' head, I swear. I only waited with the horses while they strung him up.
That's a mighty convenient story.
It's the truth. I was with the horses, over 30 yards away from that tree.
That makes you an accessory to murder, unless you cooperate. Who did the killing?
I ain't no scallywag. No way. I cooperate with the North.
Sir, I am not the North. I am the United States federal government. Crimes Act of 1790 deems hostility against the United States a capital offense. Captain Williams was acting on behalf of this government. Simple fact that you were there means I have all the evidence I need to give you the noose. Only this time, you'll be a lot closer than 30 yards away from that tree.
I'm innocent, I swear.
Then tell me who did the killing.
Same man who wrote that note.
I need a name, Major.
J. Rufus Bratton, the town doctor. He's the one who put the noose around Captain Williams' neck.
"1865" is an Airship production, starring James Black as Ulysses S. Grant. Also featuring Liz Michael, Sidney James Harcourt, Kelly Jenrette, Kurt Rhodes, Ashley Wood, Jason Douglas, William Jackson Harper, Matt Gray, Chris Salazar, Dr. Raymond Christian, and Charlie Campbell. Created by Stephen Walters and Eric Archilla. Written by Stephen Walters. Directed by Robert McCollum and Stephen Walters. Executive producers, Lindsey Graham and Stephen Walters. Co-executive producers, Eric Archilla and Robert McCollum. Consulting producer, Jonathan Norton. Sound design by Derek Behrens and Lindsey Graham. Music by Lindsey Graham. To find out more about 1865, go to 1865podcast.com or find us on Facebook and Twitter. And if you like this show, please support it. Become a patron at patreon.com/1865podcast. New episodes air weekly, and look for special inside-the-episode interviews with the writers and producers of the series to find out more about the real history behind 1865.